All right, we've got Leah in for Roses today. Good morning, Leah. What's going on? Why do you want to do it?
I was on vacation with my boyfriend, James, last week in Hampton Beach. I think while we were there, he was hitting on this waitress that we kind of saw a lot while we were on vacation. I mean, you know, we spent a lot of time in, like, this one particular restaurant like you do. You know, you kind of find your favorite place.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we got to know the waitresses and the bartenders, but this one particular waitress, he just gave a little bit more attention to, and it seemed to get a little, like, too friendly.
That's awkward.
So, for example, like, he would go to the bar at night after I had gone to sleep, and he would, like, sneak over there while I would be, like, laying on the beach. It was really, really uncomfortable. And when I would bring it up, he would just say, like, oh, you know, I feel like getting a drink and I didn't want to wake you up, or I just wanted a drink while we were laying out. But I don't know, I'm getting, like, the feeling that there was something more going on behind my back.
Okay.
All right.
And you know those restaurants on the beach, they hire, like, cute guys and girls because they're trying to bring the customers in.
They're
maybe
not.
He's just yeah.
They're, they're flirty. They're.
Yeah. Oh. My mom is not waitressing at any of these places.
That is true. All right. So you understand how roses work. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up a dozen long stem red roses. She's going to use the name Shelly.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll
yeah.
see who he sends them to. Be very quiet for us, okay? We're going to call James.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with James?
Yeah, this is this?
Hi, James. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. Good. What's going on?
I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Free roses from my carrier? That's,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's cool. I like it. What do I do?
All right. So let's just start with a card. I need to know who you'd like to send them to.
Okay. I guess I want to send them to Rachel, but I don't know where she lives. So I don't know if can you guys send it to her work?
Sure. Can send them anywhere you like.
Yeah, man. Girls like getting flowers at work and everything, right?
I will say you will definitely make an impression. Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. Yeah. Her schedule is Tuesday and Thursdays, I think, in the day, and Friday night. So can you pick one of those times, I guess?
You know her schedule? What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
Oh, yikes.
Leah, man, I wanted to find out what restaurant it was. James, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's called War of the Roses, and we have your girlfriend. That's Leah. Of course, you know that.
I can't believe you're sending flowers to that waitress. He told me there was nothing. Oh, my God. I can't believe it was freaking
Hang on. Hang on a second. Look, okay? It's not like that, all right? I'm thanking her. You know, she was so cool for us during our vacation and everything.
You are so full of James. You followed her around like a freaking puppy all week. You disappear for like 30 minutes of time. I know you were freaking flirting with her.
Come on. I needed to use the bathroom, you know, and they have that sign on the door that said, you know, you have to buy something to use the restroom. So I was like, okay, so I buy a drink and I go to the bathroom.
Are you freaking making jokes, you Okay, listen, I wish you the best, but please know that 19-year-old, like, little hot, tight piece of you-know-what girl wants absolutely nothing to do with you and your ever-growing belly and your disappearing hair. You.
Whoa.
I think Rachel hung up.
No. That's not Rachel. That's Leah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Rachel don't care where he is.
Yeah, Rachel is on to her next
dude.
Beachcomber.
Not cool.
Hey, can Rachel still get those flowers?
Are what? You serious?
Oh, boy.
Hang up on him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.